Okay. Let's move on to item number 20. This is public forum. Any member of the public that wishes to address the board on an item not on the agenda may do so at this time. I currently have two speaker cards, Steve Shemek and Kay Mercer. If there's anyone else that wishes to address the board, please submit a speaker card so we can hear what you have to say. And just as an announcement, let's see, do we really just have the one item today, so there's nothing to really alert people to about submitting speaker cards. Well, maybe there is. We're trying to get speaker cards, folks, submitted at the end of a staff report presentation. And once that has taken place, the chair is no longer going to accept speaker cards, and we're trying to control the length of time we spend on certain items. So I don't want to get speaker cards being submitted during other public comments on an item. Today we only have the Agricultural Order Cooperative Groundwater Monitoring Program. If you wish to address the board on this, please do it by the end of staff's presentation. Thank you.
Just a reminder, there's not going to be, I'm going to read an intro, but basically a statement, there's not going to be a staff presentation. They are available to answer questions, but we're not going to have a formal staff presentation today on this item.
Okay.
So I would say that if there's anyone in the public who wishes to speak or has a comment, they should go ahead and get their cards and get them up to us. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Shimmick.
Good morning, everyone, and consistent with what I always do, thank you for your service. I sincerely mean that. My name is Steve Shimmick. I'm executive director of the Otter Project in Monterey Coast Keeper. As you know, I'm not going to talk about this groundwater monitoring program, but this has to do with the ag waiver, sort of, kind of. All right?
About the ag waiver?
Well, which is, it has to do with the field trip. It has to do with us signing the extension. That's what it has to do with.
Okay, as long as it's not about item 21.
It is not.
Okay.
All right. So, as many of you know, there's a 270-day clock on the petitions. That clock runs out in mid-June. And so the parties that petitioned were asked to sign a 60-day extension. The Otter Project and the other people that were on our petition will sign that with some regrets. And those regrets are because our lawyer is saying that we have to have regrets. But we will sign that, as I believe the other parties will. What that means is that we've heard that there will be a draft on the street or out very soon, sometime before June 15th. And I don't know if that's true. We'll see it when we see it, but I've heard that it'll happen very soon. What that means is that there will be a draft of the new ag order out for public comment during July. And July is going to be an incredibly active period. Yesterday, you folks agreed to do a farm tour in July as a board. I think that farm tour is inappropriate, given the fact that there's actually going to be a proposal out on the street for consideration during that time. Essentially, what a farm tour is a presentation. The other side, the other petitioners, will not have an equal opportunity to give you a farm tour. This farm tour is wholly different than the farm tours that I feel, frankly, and I've expressed this, were inappropriate before, where, you know, they avoid noticing the tour because, you know, they split you up into separate groups. This will be a group tour where you are all maybe present if you choose to go. It's inappropriate. We will not have the opportunity to respond. Sure, it will be public and we will be able to be there, but that's different in form and function than a tour where they are presenting to you. It is inappropriate. I hope you will reconsider. I truly hope you will accept Mr. Johnston's you know, invitation to go to Pinto Lake. Thank you.
I think we should respond, Mr. Shimmick. First of all, what's coming out in June possibly is a state board order, not a regional board order.
I agree.
Okay, but that's an important distinction. And two, as to these farm tours that the board members have been invited to, we have made the opportunity and offer to anybody involved in the whole ag waiver
right.
program available to invite the board in the same fashion.
Right.
And we've made it, we've extended the offer to everybody.
Yes.
And to you.
Yes, and let me reply, and I'll be very quick. One, I've expressed the fact that I believe that these things are inappropriate. So while I have contacted my partners and I've said that we have the opportunity to do a farm tour, it's been a half-hearted effort on my part because I believe that the tactic of doing these farm tours where we split you up into small groups to avoid noticing is inappropriate. And that's just my personal set of standards, and I know that. Secondly, and I think this has to do with Mr. Johnston's disclosure a little bit, it is not a clean separation in this instance between the regional board and the state board and regional staff and state staff when it comes to the discussion over the state's draft of the ag order. It is a soup. It is a murky soup where all parties are participating. That is evidenced by who was present during the discussion of the groundwater monitoring programs. State board attorneys were present. Staff was present. Regional staff was present. Regional board members were present. The only people not present, and I'm seeing Jessica wanting to chime in, I'm sure it's all legal. It's just a soup out there, and by accepting a tour to go on a farm tour while it's out on the street, it further muddies the soup.
Okay. I appreciate your comments. Jessica.
I do want to clarify one thing. You were mentioning that we're involved in the petition, and that is absolutely not the case. We are a party to it, and the regional board, if we were discussing the petition with state board members, would have to file the same SB 965 disclosure. The cooperative monitoring plan and or programs are not part of the petitions, and so that's why there's been no SB 965 disclosure on that. So there is a separate line. Nothing about the petitions was discussed in any of the meetings with State Board.
And excuse me if I was not clear. I'm not talking about the I am talking about the petition. I was talking about the petitions when I was talking about the 60-day notice and the extension and stuff like that. So I see where the confusion comes from. I'm talking about the draft of the new order. It is a very muddy environment. And when you start talking about, you know, the groundwater monitoring program, why was the state board attorney, you know, involved in the groundwater monitoring program if there's this clear separation?
Because they're two different issues. Even once the draft petition is out, the regional board will not, we will provide comments to the state board just like any other party, and they will be written, and any discussions we have with them would be subject to the same disclosure rules that you've had discussions with state board members. The cooperative monitoring program is a different animal. It's separate from the petition process, and
yeah.
State board got involved because of the potential statewide nature of the disclosure of information. And that's the only reason, not because it is at all involved with the petition.
I always sit in the audience, and I get somewhat upset when there starts to be discussion back and forth. So just let me be clear that I think that it's a very muddy environment out there. And I really would appreciate it if you reconsidered, as I've suggested, a farm tour while there is an act That's my request. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Harris.
I think that the meetings we have, one of the reasons we do it is to try to facilitate communication. I don't think we're going to solve a problem as complex as the impacts of ag on water quality if we don't communicate with all parties. The meeting on the 23rd with the state board staff was requested not by us but by the agricultural representatives wanting to involve the state board because of the sort of leading edge aspect of what we're doing here in terms of collecting all of this data and how do we display it and share it with the public consistent with the law, knowing that what we do here could have an impact on other programs around the state. And I thought that was completely appropriate and really proactive in terms of looking forward and not just looking a day ahead, but looking years ahead. I think that we need to do more of that kind of proactive discussion with all the parties. And I think we try to be as transparent as we possibly can.
That goes to the groundwater issue, which is on the agenda, so I don't want to respond to that.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that the board's position is clear, that we are available to go on any kind of a similar field trip requested by anyone involved, you know, in the overall ag order to look at whatever anybody wants to show us, you know, be it ag practices or what have you, you know, impacts to surface waters. Whatever it might be, we're available.
In this particular case, having a board field trip, which I do feel is appropriate because then it has to be noticed and everybody can come and see what's being presented, we will not have the opportunity to respond because of the calendar of July. If you all want to get together and come down and have a separate tour during July as a board that we notice, I'll put it together. But I don't think that that's practical, frankly, given everybody's schedule.
Steve, we've had a long time. There's been a lot of time we're out there right now where we have, you know, made the offer available to everybody. So we're pushing now. This is the end of May.
And so, I have stated, and many, I've been lectured by many people about the fact that my personal standards of you know, playing the sort of game of breaking people up into groups so that you don't have to notice it, so that you can get around the ex parte rules, so that you maybe get in the way of me being as effective as I can be. It is my personal standard that kind of gamesmanship is wholly inappropriate.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Kay Mercer.
Good morning. I'm Kay Mercer with KMI, and I just wanted to provide the board with some feedback on photo documentation, which is required by the conditional ag waiver. It's due tomorrow. And so I wanted to give some feedback on what that involved. It's more of an informational item. So I worked with a client to do his photo documentation. He had 8 ranches that were adjacent to water bodies that were impaired for either sediment, turbidity, or temperature. And so what we did was we went out and did the photos, and he had 4 miles of river frontage, and so there were 8 ranches on 4 miles. It took 2 people roughly 15 hours and 45 minutes to take the photos, just to take the photos. We were using a GPS camera, and then we ended up taking 159 photos. It's taken me about 36 hours to organize and label those photos. And the what we found out is the GPS camera doesn't work the way you think it will, or it didn't work the way I thought it would. It doesn't necessarily, it does embed GPS coordinates in the camera, but you don't really get a log. So the log, the GPS log that's on the camera basically just says where the camera is. So if for people that are committing a crime, you want to turn your GPS function off because it tells exactly where you are about every 15 minutes. But it doesn't say when you took a photo. To basically get the GPS coordinates off of a photo, you have to go into that photo and strip them out. You have to go through a process. It's safe to say that not every grower knows how to do this. I essentially had to go to some consultants to figure out how to strip those coordinates out of the photos. And so the forms that were required do require the GPS coordinates. And, you know, I could have purchased a handheld GPS unit, but I thought my camera would take care of it. So that did require a lot of extra time. We also found that GPS cameras don't always put the coordinates in there. And so when you get your, you'll get a map that shows all the little pins where you took photos, the pins don't show up. So then you have to go back and recreate. You have to manually recreate that map. So a lot of those things are what contributed to the time that was necessary for the photo documentation. In the end, and actually throughout the process, I know this probably all sounds really boring, but we kept asking ourselves, why are we doing this? It's not clear the value of this process, and I anticipate that it's going to cost the grower that I'm working with about $5,000 just to do this activity. Thank you.
Okay, just kind of a comment. I've got an Android phone,
right?
Cell phone. I just looked at one of my pictures and just hit details.
And if I had used the phone, I could have done it, right? But I didn't. I used a GPS camera. My fault.
I mean, the GPS latitude and longitude pops up, and the date and time that I took it, and everything that you wanted is right here.
I know that. Retroactively, I know that. But okay. I used a GPS camera and thought that it would do that function, okay. And it did not. And if you read the protocols, it basically says we suggest a grower use a GPS camera. And that's what I had, was a GPS camera. In retrospect, I either should have used a smartphone or had a handheld GPS. The point really is that the protocols, the GPS is not the only issue that ate up the time.
Right.
It still took us 2 business days to take the photos. Because of the way the protocols require that you go downstream and take a photo, you go upstream and take a photo, and then you work your way back, and then you go back and do the riparian photos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that the protocols aren't that efficient,
mm-hmm.
And then not every grower, even though I'm not the most high-tech person around, I still have a higher sufficiency than most proficiency than most growers, and the growers that are doing the photo documentation are. It's going to eat up a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
because of the way the protocols are written. Just giving you some feedback on, you know, it's due tomorrow, and just wanted you to know what it's taken to accomplish this this administrative compliance.
So I have a question, maybe it's for staff. And I wonder if we shouldn't take some of what you've learned and incorporate it into some of the either online help or if we could provide some additional guidance based on Kay's experience for not just even though things are due tomorrow, but for future reference.
I'm Lisa McCann. I'm Environmental Program Manager, and the Ag Program is in my section, and I was involved in helping make sure that the protocols were available, approved by the executive officer as per the order, and available to growers and their consultants. First of all, I want to remind everyone that there is an alternative to design appropriate photo monitoring tailored to the site, that the protocols, the specifics of the protocols that are in there are available as guidance for someone who wants to know what information we're looking for and what we're trying to get documented. I'd be happy to consider if Kay wants to itemize some good suggestions for improving our protocols to consider how we can add more clarification into those protocols and revise them and make those available.
There was discussion about these protocols at the state hearing, and the state board actually said at that point in time that they thought that, you know, the growers should be able to use any protocol. In the case of the growers that I'm working with, and I actually have 2 growers that had to do photo documentation, they're actually afraid not to follow the protocols to the T because they are concerned that in the case of enforcement, the failure to follow the protocols will be used against them.
Would you be willing to provide some
yes,
notes to
I'd
Lisa?
Yes, I'd be more than willing.
And we'll
yes.
take a look at those. I mean, our goal is to, I think, as this process moves forward, like everything, mm-hmm. Lessons learned, we want to incorporate that and try to make things easier and better for everyone.
So be happy
we would certainly appreciate any suggestions or comments you have on how to make this process better.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, does anyone else in the public wish to address the board at this time on any item not on the agenda? All right, seeing none.